Visit lungfoundation.com.au/protect.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Erin Archam. The Prime Minister has again pushed for state borders to reopen at today's National Cabinet meeting. He says airlines and the tourism sector need time to prepare. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
The federal government is stepping up pressure on the states to allow domestic travel again. Despite fears protests will slow the easing of restrictions, Queensland MP Peter Dutton is calling for states to set a date for borders reopening.
They should name the date if they're worth their salt. I mean, if you're the Premier of Queensland and you can't look the tourism operators in Cairns in the eye, then you don't deserve to be Premier.
The New Zealand government has also weighed in this week with their Deputy Prime Minister saying Australia's state border closures could jeopardise a trans-Tasman travel bubble. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The federal government has warned a second wave of coronavirus could cost the Australian economy $80 billion over the next 2 years. The warning comes as global share markets face another rout on fears of a pandemic resurgence, killing off optimism for a quick recovery. The Morrison government is concerned at last week's anti-racism rallies, and more marches slated for tonight and this weekend will spread the virus. Protests are planned for Sydney, Brisbane and Perth at this stage. An Indigenous-run company behind a proposed new coal-fired power plant has questioned whether the Coalition used it as a pawn to win last year's federal election because it's yet to receive promised funds. Shine Energy, run by Indigenous traditional owners, says it's not confident it will receive $4 million in funding for a feasibility study into a 1,000-megawatt coal station at Collinsville. Shine's chief executive, Ashley Dodd, says the company had not been given a timeline on when it would receive the funding. He also adds there's been pressure for him to step aside, suggesting the government can't deal with traditional owners. In an Australian first, technology created by the University of Western Australia has seen fuel-grade hydrogen and graphite produced from wastewater. The process involves breaking down the material into its constituent parts. The technology was developed by the university before being acquired by the Hazer Group for commercial use. Lead researcher Professor Wee Tong Chua says the project is expected to produce 100 tonnes of fuel-grade hydrogen and 380 tonnes of graphite each year. He says the technology can be used in a wide variety of commercial and industry applications.
It is a continuous process and it doesn't involve any additional matters, I mean, except the cheap iron ore catalyst, and there's no additional energy needed because it is kind of self-sustaining.
Western Australian home buyers taking out Keystart loans will have their increased income limits extended for a year. Existing customers can now also access home renovation loans of up to $100,000. The state government announced the loans, which were due to lapse on July 1st this year, will continue until June 30th, 2021. Housing Minister Peter Tinley says the campaign could see up to $12.5 million injected into the state's economy through products and construction services.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 18 degrees today. Hopefully we'll get there. Lots of showers around and a slight chance of those showers heading out west as well. The winds are light winds in the west, tending southeast 15 to 25 kilometres an hour near the coast. The sun will set tonight at 6 minutes to 5pm. Looking for the weekend, mostly sunny tomorrow with 9 to 20 and Sunday, a clearing shower 13 to 21. And then back to work week Monday will be sunny 6 to 19. The moon phase is last quarter.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Well, on the traffic, we've got nothing to report. It's clear, so keep it that way. And, yeah, take care on those wet roads and hopefully you can make it to your destination nice and safely. It's 5 minutes past 12. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario. Good afternoon, Mario. How are you?
Good afternoon. Darren, it's not bad, not bad whatsoever, but it's weather is just becoming a little bit...
bit damp, isn't it?
Yeah, like it doesn't look right. You know, I mean, I was hoping going to fly on a weekend, but it looks like I'm going to be grounded because, you know, the wind and...
And I see you post flying on the your Facebook and that.
I have a small plane, six-seater, so sometimes, you know, going on weekends there and...
So you're the pilot?
Well, just recreational. Let's go be clear. Like I come,
wonderful.
I come
on a few more about Mario every day.
Yeah, well, that was curing my some of my fears, and playing was come handy. But enough about me. To all listeners on Live 90.5, Business with Mario and Darren, welcome to another episode. And I'd like to say a big thanks to all listeners and our sponsors of Live 90.5. Before we introduce our guest, and I know that guest is on the line, I don't want to say he or she, we come to this later. I have a few questions for Darren, because it's like every show we're talking about our guests, we're talking about things, you know, in the studio around us. But I like to ask Darren, and first of all, I always foremost say thank you, Darren, for the being in the studio with me, because it makes my job and
it's
presentation.
It's a pleasure, Mario.
But Darren, you know, can you share with us, you know, I mean, why you like it so much, this radio station, and doing what you're doing here?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
What I like doing is working with community.
Yes.
And I like taking what skills I have to enable others.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out there and be a big note.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you, Mario, or whichever presenter it may be, whether it be Jillian or whether it be Ross Higgins or Ross Fear or even Charles LaJuice this morning, I want to enable them to make their life easy behind the mic.
Yeah, well, because for people who don't know Darren personally, he's truly a very kind, genuine person, number one, and he's very unselfish by helping community, not just to the radio station, but as well. He's cycling, he's dancing to collect the money for those who need the most, and, you know, it's a true pleasure. But Darren, I want to ask you something. What would be benefit a part of our listeners hearing my sexy voice, not seeing my sexy body? What would be benefit for our listeners to join this station, to be the sponsor? And how they become?
Well, at the moment, if you want to become a sponsor, we have sponsorship available, and what that enables is for us to actually survive. And by that I mean we've got electricity, we've got the rent, and we're in this lovely Baulkham Heights estate.
Yes.
But we do pay rent to Hillshire Council, and so we need to pay that each year. We have insurance, and we've got to make sure that we insure against... our property, but also what we may do on air as well. So our insurance could be a bit different than, say, a regular business insurance in that light as well.
Yeah.
And then the biggest thing is that we always want to keep on top of technology. And the one thing we need to do now is to upgrade our technology to make the audio crisp and clear. Those who are listening, you might think, oh, there's the odd noise, there's the odd background hum. What's that all about? Well, you can have a visit here and you can see that we're about 15, 20 years behind in our cabling and those sorts of things. And we know we've got a program that will take about $40,000 to upgrade both our studios to the best in IP over audio IP technology. And that's what we want to do, and that's what we need sponsorship for, because we don't get there at the moment because we're only just paying our bills.
So the sponsors, when the sponsors put in the commercial, sponsors doesn't hear their advertising just in locally, they can hear international, global, because we are online, we are live on a social media.
Most definitely. And some of our programs, one of the best programs we get followings for around the world is when Jack does his overnight program that will happen tonight from midnight to 5 a.m. So there's lots of opportunities around the dial,
I think I need to take that spot, you know what I mean? So, like, we're going to take that spot. So our listeners and sponsors, future and the current, thank you for being the great sponsor of this great radio station. And as Darren says, please feel free to contact. How they can contact if they want to be sponsored, Darren?
The best, you can pick up the phone, 9686-3888, and because we don't have unlimited funds, there's not an office manager, so you might just leave a message, or you can email at mail@alive905.com.au.
So those who who are keen to donate to support this station. As I said, like these people, in a radio station like Ludemy, we are not paid, but that's like, it's enthusiasm, it's giving back to community, to all of you. Please find, you know, be generous, sponsor this radio station, and Darren and Jillian, they're gonna find a way how to promote your business, how to, you know, your voice be heard, how to your business being best promoted, not just on radio, but as well you have the social media on a live, and there's a thousand people following us apart from my sexy voice, and you listen Business with Mario. We take a short break. Thank you, Darren, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Alive 90.5.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
It's 16 minutes past 12. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And Mario, what a great afternoon we have here.
Well, we started very well. And again, to all our listeners, thank you very much for the being here today with us. To our sponsors, thank you for continued support of the Alive 90.5. And to all our new sponsors, please contact Alive 90.5. Darren, he said the name, so we're going to, sorry, the number. We're going to repeat the number a little bit later, but it's time to introduce our guest today. And you think, Darren, it's time? Or should
it's
I say,
most definitely time.
Should I say something? Well, look,
take it away, Mario.
I truly believe that this guest is going to bring the best for all of you for one simple reason. You know, I am the benchmark for the fitness and health, and I'm looking good. You know, I mean, I'm 150 kilos, and my six-pack is becoming a little bit rounded up, but it doesn't matter. However, our guest today, she's a physiotherapist, corporate wellness consultant, and speaker. Her passion is for spreading evidence-based well-being strategies for happiness and productivity. As she's seen complete her additional certification in meditation, Pilates, and nutrition. Okay, Pilates, I'll step it out. I'm going to ask more because I found that exercise a little bit challenging for my body. She spent the first 7 years of her career in Melbourne and Sydney at top sports medicine clinics. She learned the importance of science-backed health performance. For the last 3 years, she has taken knowledge and modulated into the fund well-being programs and seminars for Australian store corporate executives, including CBA, Ovolo Hotels, the Australian Army, Vespax, and EY. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad, I'm privileged to introduce you our guest today. She's online, actually. Her name is Beck Mitchell. Welcome, Beck.
Thank you so much, Mario, and okay, thank you, Darren, for having me.
You owe us $500 each for that such a nice introduction. I spend all night writing your introduction.
I'll send it to you in a minute.
I know, I'll just lie there. That was a Beck. Well, Beck, thank you for being with us in studio next 2 hours, and it's time to, you know, we grind a little bit into Beck. Who is the Beck Mitchell for our listeners?
Well, so I, as you kindly mentioned, I'm a corporate wellness consultant and a speaker, and I used to be a physio. And my story was essentially I worked as a physiotherapist for a number of years, and I was really lucky, and I got to work with a lot of athletes during that time. Yeah. But after a while, I started to get quite frustrated because these athletes, they had access to all of the latest health research. They had dietitians and physios and sports doctors and psychologists available to them at any hour of the day. They could just call up and they would have whatever they needed. But I had these patients who would come in and see me, and they worked maybe for the government, or maybe they taught our children or ran Australia's businesses, but they weren't getting this same access to good quality health information. And I felt like that was kind of unfair because, I mean, athletes are great, but really the people running our country, I think, are the people in business. And so I went away and I started my own business. And as you said, now I'm lucky enough to work with some really wonderful companies. And I know that where you guys are based, I was actually out at Westpac Parramatta not that long ago, running some sessions for them. So I do I'm based in Bondi, but I do get out your way from time to time.
Well, listen, the picture of the Beck Mitchell you can find on our Facebook page, Business Insights with Mario, and she holds the kettle, the most hated piece of equipment. I do hate.
I thought it was a handbag.
It's like, yeah,
Michael Kors. Looks like a nice handbag, but look, it's a weight, is it?
Yeah, it is like, I hate the kettle. So, Beck, when did you decide to start your own business?
So 3 years ago now. I've been a physio for 10 years, but I started my business 3 years ago.
So what was the defining moment? Did you say it to yourself one morning and say like, okay, one day I'm going to appear on this beautiful radio show, Business Insights with Mario Darin, and I need to start my business? Or did you wake up in the morning and say like, I have enough, you know what I mean? My knowledge and my experience is not utilized properly. Or what was a goal or key objective to start your business?
I'm a big believer. I'd like to say that it was a cool story where I just rolled out of bed one day and made up my mind, but I think it was probably, like most people, a bit of a gradual process where I started to realise that, you know, I think if you're not feeling completely like you're giving as much as you can to the world, doing what you're doing, that it's important that you move on as quickly as possible. So I always think if you're not happy, then move on. So yeah, after probably a few months of kind of going back and forth with different ideas, I settled on the idea of this business. Yeah.
So Beck, it's Darren here. 3 years, sorry, of your business preparation, and along comes COVID-19. Has that interrupted your business, or has it provided you opportunities?
Well, without sounding like an opportunist of other people's misfortune, I actually have been very lucky during this time where companies are actually being so wonderful and looking after their employees, because they're realising that things like mental wellbeing and ergonomics, and, you know, people are struggling trying to set up a desk on their couch and all sorts of weird places. And so my services have actually probably been in, I would say I've had a 50% increase in demand over the last few months than normal. So I've actually been really lucky.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
I was just thinking, I mean, how do you actually manage working with people when we're all in isolation? Can you easily work with someone who's like teleconferencing you via Zoom to set up their desk, or do you visit them, and what do you do?
Well, yeah, we have been doing most things via Zoom, which has actually been pretty great, and I've been enjoying it. I think it's nice for us to all learn how to use different technology, and I know like people who are working in the medical industry are using telehealth really effectively now, so there's people in remote communities that are getting access to these health services that couldn't before. I mean, it's definitely a bit awkward, like you say, doing an ergonomic assessment. You've got to get them to like move their laptop to show you themselves sitting there, or maybe get their kid to hold up the phone or something. But we get there, and actually it's probably meant that more people have access to it, because, you know, they don't need to be in the same city as me or the same country even to be able to use the services.
And so with people asking for assistance, is there anything that's been really out there where you've really struggled to assist, or has most cases been pretty run-of-the-mill to help?
Yeah, I think it's been fairly consistent in what people are needing, and I'm lucky I've got a good network of other health professionals that I can pull in. Like yesterday I did some work with a company and I got a psychiatrist to come on board and discuss some mental health issues. So I think the key thing is making sure the most expert person for the job is the one that's utilised. But yeah, I think there's been some consistent things that have been needed, so it's been fairly easy to fulfil most of the time.
Well, Beck, it's Mario here. Like I told you yesterday, my email and public on LinkedIn, this show is to embarrass you. So, like, you know, let's go embarrass a little bit, Beck. So, Beck, what is ultimately the best start of the day for anybody who is working? Doesn't need to be executive, doesn't need to be hierarchy role, you know, I mean, C-level management, you know, anybody, like working transport, logistics, you know, I mean, security, doesn't matter what type it is. What would you say somebody how to start the day? Is this is like, you know, we sing Kumbaya, or we just drink the, you know, I mean, the healthy grass or something like this? I'm asking for the friend. His name is Darren. So that's I embarrassed that out. Now, jokes aside. So like you as a professional, and you have the very, very, very great credentials and authority in this, because it's like, you know, we read at your bio and the way you speak and the way how you elaborate things, it gives that authority to you. So like, this is me asking you for, like, it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Who wakes up in the morning? How is starting day? And as a professional, what would you suggest somebody to do?
Well, the first thing I would say is to turn on this radio station. And
of course, JTIC.
My payback, Mario, for all your flattery. And then I'm really passionate about habits. So if you can set yourself up with a set of habits that you do every morning, it means you don't have to think about it. You think about how many things we do every day, like brush our teeth or have a shower, without having to decide, you know, will I brush my teeth today? Mm-hmm. It makes it so much easier, and you're not having to like decide what it is you're going to do each day. For me, the key things in the morning are hydration. We know that we get quite dehydrated overnight just through breathing, and if you're a sweaty sleeper, that tends to be even more so. So I always have a couple of cups of water when I first wake up.
Why water? Why water, Beck? I wanted to you say that, you know what I mean? Why water, Beck? Why is water important?
Instead of vodka, or just why water generally?
Well, I told you it's very privately that Darren and I, we have the vodka in the morning. But no, but why water? Why water is important in the morning? Do we have as a humans?
So water is the best way to hydrate ourselves, and human beings are made up quite largely of water. And so if we are dehydrated, it tends to affect our energy and our ability to focus. And often you might notice if you go through half the day and you haven't had any water, maybe all you've had is 6 lattes, you get to the afternoon and you can feel quite foggy and maybe quite fatigued and even a bit irritable. And by topping up your water, you instantly notice that you feel better. And we know that by the time you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So you need to be kind of preempting it and actually hydrating yourself from the first thing that you wake up in the morning.
I'm doing totally wrong. I'm 47 years old, but I will still pass maybe 30 years.
I was going to say, come out cycling. The rules are drink before you're thirsty, eat before you're hungry. Otherwise, yeah. Darren, you're going
to
hit the
if
wall.
If I'm capable to walk, I will cycle. You know, that's the reason I'm doing the boxing. But, I'm doing the coffee in the morning, you know what I mean? And then it's like...
Oh. Well, we better find out if coffee's right. So back to the habits.
Back to the habits, yes.
We've got hydration.
We have hydration.
Have you got some more for us?
And we have the Beck right. Mitchell online, and we're now squeezing her brain to our listeners online. 90.5, this is a unique opportunity to, you can call in the studio or go on our website, Alive 90.5. Beck Mitchell, she's with us, the person with credibility, authority in wellness. Not just the wellness, you go losing the weight, but entirely product. So Beck, we'll take a short break now and we give it a breather so you have a you can hydrate yourself. I can't even say rehydrate. You know what I mean? Don't eat Vegemite. Beck, thank you for being with us. We take a short break to all listeners. Line 90.5 Business with Mari with us. It's a Beck Mitchell on line, and we come back after a few minutes.
Alive 90.5.
Babe, don't try to call. Sticking and a shawl just won't wait. It's strange you couldn't see in my way. Hey, now go. I pray. Of champagne. ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the spell won't kill you, your ego dies. My
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a snag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
It's 28 minutes to one. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Thank you, Darren. Beck, are you still with us or we scare you or you are just preparing the other questions to answer or something? No, I'm just joking.
I am still here.
You're still here. Well, thank you, Beck, so much. So, you know, and in hindsight, enough of my jokes, you know, I mean, that was a Darren pushing me to make it fun, but, you know, try to be serious. Hydration. So what would the next step be? Like, you know, now we understand, you know, I mean, for the wellness of the every human being, it's important to wake up, and when you wake up in the morning, have the glass of water and the hydrate. What would you next want to do? Is it stretching?
So the next thing, stretching, well, or? I always do while I'm having my water, because I don't mind a bit of multitasking, is I list three things I'm grateful for. And that might sound a bit wishy-washy, but there is some really good...
There's nothing wishy-washy when it's coming from you, Beck. And that's a point, like this stadium, this show I'm running, and I'm the boss of the Dead Star, has the people who, you know, we don't need a flashy names from the YouTube or other social media. You're working hard for what you're achieving, you know what I mean, and your clients are happy. So there's nothing wishy-washy. Instead of this, I want you to share with us. So what's the next one?
Yes, so just listing three things that you are grateful for, and that can be little things like you're grateful for your hot coffee that day, or you're grateful that you have a loving spouse, or that it's a sunny day or something like that. And that helps to train our brain to be focused more on the positives for the day ahead. And we know that with regular practice, that can actually improve people's overall positive outlook on life, which is obviously helpful in life, but also business. The next one I would say is to move your body, which it sounds like it's your area, Mario, the exercise piece. So I
was like, me was like, yes.
You mentioned your six pack in the intro.
Yeah, like, you know, but you saw on a link in my photo, like it's just my six packs fills the entire image. So, like, you know, just
you can get them implanted these days.
Yes.
You don't need to worry. So moving your body. And I think I say to most people that it is best to exercise in the morning if you can, because it means that it's out of the way. You don't have anything that interrupts it. If you tend to leave it towards the end of the day, often you'll end up, other things will come up, you'll start making excuses, or you end up kind of dreading it all day and then just putting it off till the next day. So having a routine where the second you've had your water and you've done your gratitude, you immediately lace up your sneakers and either get up and go for a walk, or maybe you do a YouTube workout at home, or you go to the gym, or, you know, once we can go back to the gym. Mm-hmm. But having that practice of doing it every day, so you don't have to think about it. It's just a daily thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing that I do every morning before having my breakfast is a little bit of quiet time. And I call it quiet time because
quiet time. Okay.
So that could be meditation, and I'm a big advocate for meditation, which we know is really evidence-based. But if you're not someone who loves meditation, maybe it's just sitting still and focusing on your breathing for 5 minutes, or maybe it's doing a little bit of journaling, writing a little bit about how you're feeling that day. I personally love meditation, and I use, there's lots of wonderful meditation apps, and I have found that my concentration and my overall stress levels have improved massively from a daily meditation practice. But
yes.
Like I said, it's not necessarily for everyone. So I think just a period of sitting still in the morning just sets you up so that you're not rushing from the second you get out of bed, you're exercising and racing to work. It gives you that moment to just be still and contemplate the day before rushing into it.
Beck, one thing I must share with all our listeners, you know, I'm always mesmerized and, you know, I mean, I'm always moved by a guest who talk like you, like they talk with the passion, with the energy, and I'm truly grateful. That's what makes you the person with authority and credibility, because you don't talk in a way that you're breaking up your conversations. You know what you're talking about. So to all listeners, Beck Mitchell, she's with us online, you know, you need to Google it and find her, but we'll have her details at the end of the show. But Beck, if I may ask you two questions. You said something very important during conversation. One was, you know, being grateful, okay? People, you know, take this seriously, not seriously. I truly believe we should be grateful even for the, you know, waking up in the morning. And as much as they take this as a granted, it shouldn't be taken, being grateful. Now, secondly, say move your body, which, you know, obviously you inclined to say Mario, like you need to have a better six pack. But one thing I don't say from my experience, it's excuses. Do you can share with us why people come with excuses and what excuses are, because you must hear them through your career. So give us the reasons why we have excuses.
So, I mean, the biggest one is generally that people don't have enough time. And that is, I know some people, I don't have children, so I'm obviously fortunate to only have myself to look after. So that's, I understand that it can be challenging time-wise, but I think often those same people spend 3 hours watching Netflix or Stan on the couch in the evening. So I would often argue maybe it's more a situation of priorities rather than time.
Yes.
Sometimes. Other times it's just lack of motivation can be a really big one. So if you're not in the habit of exercising, the initial phases of exercise when you first get started isn't super comfortable or rewarding. Like you just get tired easily, you're sweaty and you're in pain, and it takes probably at least a month of regular exercise to start noticing the benefits. So the initial phases can be quite challenging. So for people with that motivation as their complaint or the reason they're not exercising, my advice is always to start really small so that you're not dreading it. And it's all about building up the habit or the routine of doing something every day rather than worrying too much about doing anything too intense and crazy to begin with. And you can then build up how much, build up the intensity or what it is that you're doing as you get used to that routine and habit.
Interesting enough, because, you know, it's like, you know, this studio is shared by one senior citizen, me, by myself, and so far I'm grateful I didn't visit the doctor for a very long time. However, recently I got the letter from my GP. It's called a health risk assessment, and he says, you fall into a group of men of 45 to 49, Darren. And I said, what is that entitlement? He says to me, well, it's many checkups to be done. I said, I'm healthy. He says to me, yes, I know, Mario, but let's go do check before we have regrets. Now, we are ignoring our health. I'm not the expert, Beck, like yourself, and I'm the last person who's going to talk about statistics in health and all of this. I can't talk from my experience only, but I did have excuses. I did have many reasons in my life why should do things, not to do things. And yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, it's easier to watch the 4 hours Netflix and Stan, I'm watching billions and dreaming, you know, I'm gonna be like this guy. No, honestly. And I mean, like, and there's no bull conversation here, and this is what I like about you. But, you know, sooner or later we have the regrets when things, you know, things start coming south, Darren, you agree? And then we need to visit the Beck. So Beck, you know, how do you feel when somebody, are you trying in a part of your curriculum, your work, it's that you try to change in mind, not just the body and the posture or whatever, reducing pain, whatever would you call this. Do you try to insert yourself and tell like somebody like me and say, listen, Mario, enough, you know, I mean, you're fat, you know, I mean, you are, I don't know, you have the high blood pressure, and I mean, look at your feet are swollen and other things. And the truth it is, you know, I mean, I wish I met somebody like you before so could help me instead of this now. But do you try to change mind apart, you know, so the way of thinking rather than just help them to reduce the pain?
Yeah, I think 100%. And when I worked as a physio in private practice, that was always the thing I was most passionate about. And I think really sitting here as a, you know, a younger, I mean, I'm 32 now, so I'm not quite in the super young category, but I think it's so important that we have compassion for people, because it's easy to sit there and say, what's wrong with you? Like, get off the couch and go for a run, like, stop being so lazy. But really, everyone's been through their own journey and they've got their own reasons for not being able to exercise, or maybe there's been periods in their life where it was more challenging, yeah. And it's really hard to get back on the bandwagon after a big break. And I think, firstly, having compassion is important, but then secondly, like you say, it really comes down to understanding behavioral change and the human mind, and knowing how it is that we can approach these things so it's less scary for people to make these changes. Because there's no point, we all know that we should be eating more fruit and vegetables and exercising more, but how many people actually do it? Not many. So really it's about getting to the root of why people feel uncomfortable about making those changes and helping them to understand themselves better so that then they can make those better choices.
Beck, I was just having...
Oh, yes, please, you know,
just some thoughts here about behavioural change. Is the current environment, do you believe it's a hindrance of people and their behaviours and changes? Or would you suggest it could also be an opportunity for people to think, well, we're coming out of being locked down, now's a great time to look at changes? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, we do know from the research that when people have a change, like maybe you move house or you start a new job, that can be a great opportunity to create a new healthy habit, because suddenly everything's been mixed up a little bit. So it's easier to inject a new habit into your routine because everything's changed. So definitely there is an opportunity, you know, now as gyms reopen and things are going back to normal, to say this is going to be the point where I make this change in my life, because there's a big, big lifestyle change going on anyway. But at the same time, it's also been a really anxious, stressful time for a lot of people financially and mentally, and it can feel quite scary at the moment trying to venture back out into the world. And so I don't think people should be putting pressure on themselves to be taking this time as their real, like, push to get a six pack and run a marathon, because it's a tough time. So just taking it small, I think, if you're trying to make a change.
I just said something, you know, like, you know, because I have another question, but it's like, you know, I'm grateful, Beck, you're finding time to be today with us in studio. And I'm going to be selfish, you know, I mean, I'm going to use this golden mic today, you know, to ask questions, which is more related to me. And I know that many people are going to find themselves through me. I should not complain about my life. I'm healthy, you know, I've been wounded a few times in war. But a part of this, I know I have not few kilos extra, but I have like a couple tens of kilos extra. But the breaking point for me, and I want to ask you this, you know, when you're helping people, breaking point for me was totally relevant and should not be something I should bring outside in the public. But I was in Dubai maybe last year, and I was in a pool, and I felt embarrassed, you know what I mean? And I was like, really felt embarrassed, you know what I mean? I shouldn't look like the way I look like. And I know that people tell me, Mari, don't worry, you know what I mean? This is not important, you know what I mean? You have your life and this and that. But then I realize I'm not happy with myself. Is this the point when the people come to you with their injuries or whatever I need to do with their body, with their lives, you know what I mean? They say like, Beck, I don't feel comfortable what I'm seeing in the mirror, or it's just purely injuries, or they try to change their life.
Yeah, I mean, we get a little bit of all of those things, I think, and sometimes weight or appearance can be a catalyst for people making the choice to take action. And I think if it's going to create positive outcomes, then it's great, but I do encourage people to always not focus on aesthetics, because we know, you know, you can be considered in the overweight category but be far healthier than someone who is arguably, you know,
that's the comforting, you know? Darren.
So not to say that being, you know, heavily overweight is necessarily a good health thing, but weight alone is not a good indicator of health, yeah. And we know that. So I think, you know, if it encourages you to make positive changes that then make you feel better, I think it's good. But I always encourage people to focus on how they're feeling. So if you exercise or you eat a little bit better, then maybe you'll wake up the next morning and feel more energized or a bit more positive about your day. And don't worry so much about the number on the scales or how you look in the mirror, because those things are going to take longer to change. But if you focus, yeah, on instead on how you feel, that will have a more immediate effect.
Becky, you're truly amazing person. You're listening. This is Insights with Mario. We take a short break and thank you, Beck Mitchell. Everybody next to the keyboards, please jump on a Google. Beck Mitchell, B-E-C-M-I. Darren.
T-C-H-E-L-L.
That's I wanted to say. That's just testing your English. You're listening at Live 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dural Pool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
It's It's 11 minutes to 1 on a live 90.5. You're on Business Insights with Mario. Take it away, Mario.
Oh, thank you, darling. Beck, thank you for being with us in studio. Again, we are halfway through. Like, the first hour just gone quickly. You know, your morning routine, you mentioned all these three steps, but you say something very important, meditation. Why you see meditation is important, and where they can find that, what is the music or the words, or how, what are you using to meditate with?
Yeah, well, Mario, I use a couple of apps. There's so many different styles of meditation, and I think the big thing that I always say to people is to try a few different types before you say meditation's not for me, because yeah. I had to experiment with a few different styles before I really got into it. And I actually ended up going on a 10-day silent retreat about a year ago now in the Blue Mountains in Sydney, which really improved my meditation abilities, I think. I really enjoyed that. But the main apps that I use are, the Calm app is pretty good. It's got some good, like, little sleep apps. And for the ladies listening, Matthew McConaughey has a talk that he does on there to help put you to sleep, which I find very comforting with his lovely with his lovely accent, yeah. Like yours, Mario.
Yes.
And then
we come back tomorrow.
another good one is Headspace, which is a nice beginner's one that is good, because it kind of teaches you the basics of meditation and how to start from the very beginning. The one I'm using at the moment, I don't know if you've heard of Sam Harris, but he's a neuroscientist and philosopher, and he's got an app called Waking Up that I really like as well, but it's probably a bit more frequent.
What's up, Dario? You want to say something?
Yeah, for me, I'm never the one for the meditation app, and I've always struggled with that until one day I worked out for me, and I share this with listeners just in case some people are in the same space. For me, the meditation is getting out on the bike, going up a hill climb, and actually having nothing else to think about but climbing that hill, and that's my meditation. Yep.
And that's wonderful, Darren. And I think a lot of people experience that with all sorts of forms of exercise that require a lot of concentration. So something like you mentioned, or surfing is another good one, skiing, things where you've got to be constantly thinking about what it is that you're doing to make sure you don't fall off the bike or fall off your board.
Or make another hill.
Create. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Why don't you do Pilates, Darren?
Burning.
Pilates?
Why don't you do Pilates, say? Come on.
Pass. Can I take a rain check?
Yes, you can. So, Beck, can you share with us, so how do you help anybody, with your expertise?
So at the moment, what I do is I present to corporate groups. So I go into companies like some of the big banks and some different consulting organizations and even smaller businesses, and I run workshops on all these sorts of topics, and all sorts of things. And at the moment, a big thing has been people's posture is a big issue. So I've been going in and talking to people about how to set themselves
We are moving that in line. As you say, these things that in line start moving. Interesting, yes. So what's with our posture? Tell us about posture. How important is to people have the good posture at the workplace, and why we don't have the good posture?
Well, why we don't have the good posture is probably a good place to start, because I think most of us, if you think about how we spend most of our days, it's with our arms out in front of us and our bodies forward. And I don't know if you watch The Simpsons, but I call it the Mr. Burns posture, because it's that kind of really rounded posture. And we don't spend much of our days in a position that requires us to be really tall and upright. So our body gets really tight in all of the muscles through the front of the body and quite weak through all of the muscles through the back. And so really what good posture is something where we're a little bit more upright, but also able to be relaxed. And I think the biggest mistake I see actually with good posture is where people are trying a bit too hard, and you see them sitting like so upright, not using their chair at all, and by the end of their day, at the end of the day, their back is just completely exhausted from working so hard all day.
That's very interesting. I just tried to Google something about posture. So how do you help the companies to do the posture? Do you change in chairs, or look, I try to picture this, back honestly, you come in a floor where the all employee sits there, and you tell them, listen, everybody sit this way, or others going to be, canning, or, they're throwing the something, some objects in face. How do you do this? And how do people perceive this when you, do they perceive this as we have a specialist here, somebody who knows what we're talking about, or they have a naughty people say, are you going to teach me how to sit? And then you tell them what?
Well, I think there's two pieces to good posture. And the first one is your setup, so what we call ergonomics, which immediately makes everyone fall asleep. But I'm a big advocate for ergonomics, and I don't think it needs to be as boring as a lot of people think it is. So good ergonomics, i.e. a good supportive chair that you can use where you can sit your bottom right back in the chair. It's got a good lumbar support, so that arch area where your lower back is should be supported. We actually don't want a chair with armrests, because armrests stop you from being able to pull yourself right into the desk, and you shouldn't be resting your arms on armrests while typing or using the mouse. And then the other main thing is actually getting your screen at the right height, because if your screen is too low, which most people's are, your neck ends up craned down the whole day and you end up in that rounded posture again. So the screen, the top part of the screen, should actually be up at eye level, and that allows you to sit up a lot taller and not have to be kind of craning your neck all day, working all those poor little neck muscles so hard. So that's one piece.
Yes.
And then the second piece, sorry, excuse me, this is, you can tell I get excited about this topic. The second part is around actually priming your body to have better posture. So you can set yourself up well, but then you also want to make sure that you're doing some stretching and strengthening exercises that optimize your posture. So strengthening through the upper back muscles, and then also doing some stretches for your upper back and your chest and your hips as well throughout the day, and getting yourself up every 20 to 30 minutes to do some moving around or some stretching.
The one more question before we take the break, because it's 1 o'clock, we have the news. What if we don't hear, Darren?
No, it's just checking. Becky, you're able to stay with us for the next hour?
Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent.
Oh, okay, that's fine. No, I didn't even ask her. Oh, sorry, Becky. I didn't ask. I was thinking we have it for 2 hours. Can you stay with us another hour, or are we going to, let you go?
I can stay with you as long as you need me. Once you get bored of me, you can get rid of me.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Just one more question before we go on a break. What bad posture causing to us?
So the problem with bad posture is that it overloads a lot of our certain joints and certain muscles, and it makes us more prone to injuries and to things like neck pain and back pain. So basically, if you are someone who gets a lot of neck and back pain, if you improve your posture, it can have a really big impact on those things. And then also your breathing isn't as good when you've got bad posture. And we know breathing is obviously very important for the functioning of our body.
Jesus, I didn't even know this. Well, we're going to take a short break now. Beck, about 10 minutes. We give the Beck about 10 minutes.
We've got the news.
We got the
weather.
News.
Hopefully there's no traffic, but we'll see.
I'm going to take a couple of snapshots of my beautiful, sexy six-pack body. So, Beck doesn't need to work anymore. So, Beck, thank you for being with us. And we'll take a short break. You're listening to Business Insights with Martin Online, 90.5. Beck Mitchell with us. Everybody close to keyboards. Go on to Google. Beck Mitchell, you need her.
Alive 90.5.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. The same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home.
now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini